So when was, if this is the right phrase, the road to Damascus, did you think one night, you know, sod it, I'm going to do the stuff that gets the laughs? Was that a brave decision, and was it an act, do you remember the actual night when you first did it?
The work dried up, that's to be honest. The work dried up, and there was more work for blue, suggestive, filthy comedians, and you could get £75 for saying F-U-C-K, but you could only get £25 for saying P-I-S-S.
Is that really the that is the actual...
I had a wife and family, I have kids, I wanted to... You know, money isn't everything, but you can't tell jokes in the nude, can you?
Yeah. you see, it's almost like Forrest Gump, I don't know why. Mike Reed was on a few weeks back, and he said that when he's got his video out now, which is adult, as they try to, you know, that's the anemic word they use for it. He said he took a deep breath before he did the act. He didn't particularly want to, but it's a marked false. Is that exactly what you felt?
You have to have a lot of bottle, because, I mean, I can go back to times when I actually walked on a stage and was frightened to say ass, tit, nipple.
Nipple, yeah.
Words we used every day. I was frightened to say them. And can I tell you, I got to this club one night, and he put me on stage. He said, "You're on with a singing crab." And I thought... I laughed, you know, singing crab. But I realised what he meant when the woman come on and sang, because she went, "I never felt more like..." You know. And he said, also, top of the bill, great Enrico. So I'm expecting this Italian tenor, you know. And it was a Scottish fellow. He's from Glasgow, and he was a magic act. And he did this thing where he put money inside a tomato or an apple or an orange, and he'd give it out at half time while the bingo was on. He'd give out the fruit. And then he'd come on, bump, 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 ba-dum, bump, bump. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody got an apple? And he'd look at somebody in the audience and go, you know. And this bloke went, he said, "Has anybody got an apple?" And the bloke went, "I vet the bastard." And he looked at the side of the stage, and I was stood there, and he said, "Is that me act?"
But why then, having established what you don't do anymore, why is, do you think it is so popular, so extremely popular?
Because it's when you were at school, you never told a clean joke, were you? Behind the bike shed, you were always told a blue joke. It was the joke always had, it was always about a woman's private parts, or, you know,
it was always farting, or, you know.
It was never, you never said...
Very funny base material.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And there's more of that going on. You know, so a lot of people don't like to be associated with it, and that's fair dinkum to them, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't expect to be called a goody two-shoes. I do an act, and I have a market for that, and people come in the thousands to see it. When I did New Faces, I just finished Warrington Arena.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. Sick of talking to you.